What we wouldn't have without black inventors. This is a story of a little boy named Jaya, who woke up one morning and asked his mother, Mom, what if there were no black people in the world? Well, his mother thought about that for a moment and then said, Son, follow me around today and let's just see what it would be like if there were no black people in the world. His mother said, Now go get dressed and we will get started. Jaya ran to his room to put on his clothes and shoes. His mother took one look at him and said, Jaya, where are your shoes? And those clothes are all wrinkled, son. I must iron them. But when she reached for the ironing board, it was no longer there. You see, Sarah Boone, a black woman, invented the ironing board, and Jan E. Matzelger, a black man, invented the shoe-lasting machine. Oh, well, she said, please go and do something to your hair. Jaya ran in his room to comb his hair, but the comb was not there. You see, Walter Sammons, a black man, invented the comb. Jaya decided to brush his hair, but the brush was gone too. Lydia O. Newman, a black female, invented the brush. Well, this was a sight. No shoes, wrinkled clothes, hair a mess, even mom's hair without the hair care inventions of Madam C.J. Walker. Well, you get the picture. Mom told Jaya, let's do our chores around the house and then take a trip to the grocery store. Jaya's job was to sweep the floor. He swept and swept and swept, and when he reached for the dustpan, it wasn't there. Lloyd P. Ray, a black man, invented the dustpan, so Jaya swept his pile of dirt over there in the corner and left it there. He then decided to mop the floor, but the mop was gone. Thomas W. Stewart, a black man, invented the mop. Jaya yelled, Mom, I'm not having any luck. I'm hungry. Can we have lunch now? They got out two pieces of bread, a jar of jelly, and wait a minute. There's no peanut butter for my peanut butter jelly sandwich. George Washington Carver discovered over 300 uses for peanuts and helped make peanut butter a household favorite. Well, son, she said, let me finish washing these clothes and we will prepare a list for the grocery store. When the wash finished, she went to place the clothes in the dryer, but it wasn't there. George T. Salmon, a black man, invented the clothes dryer. Mom asked Jaya to go get a pencil and some paper to prepare their list for the market. So Jaya ran for the paper and pencil, but noticed the pencil lead was broken. Well, he was out of luck, because John Love, a black man, invented the pencil sharpener. Mom reached for a pen, but it wasn't there because William Purvis, a black man, invented the fountain pen. As a matter of fact, Lee Burridge invented the typewriting machine and W.A. Lavalette, the advanced printing press. Jaya and his mother decided to head out to the market. When Jaya opened the front door, he noticed the grass was as high as he was tall. You see, the lawnmower was invented by John Burr, a black man. They made their way over to the car and found that it just wouldn't go. Richard Spikes, a black man, invented the automatic gear shift. They saw that the few cars that were moving were running into each other and having wrecks because there were no traffic signals. Garrett A. Morgan, a black man, invented the traffic light. Well, it was getting late, so they walked to the market, got the groceries, and returned home. Just when they were about to put away the milk, eggs, and butter, they reached for the refrigerator door, but it was gone. John Standard, a black man, invented the refrigerator. So they just left the food on the counter. As the evening approached, Jaya began to feel a chill. Mom went to turn up the heat, and what do you know? Alice Parker, a black female, invented the heating furnace. Even in the summertime, they would have been out of luck because Frederick M. Jones, a black man, invented the air conditioner. It was almost time for Jaye's father to arrive home. He usually took the bus, but there was no bus because its precursor was the electric trolley, another invention by a black man, Elbert R. Robinson. Jaye's father usually took the elevator from his office on the 20th floor. Today, he had to take the stairs all the way down because Alexander Miles, a black man, invented the elevator. He also usually dropped off the office mail at a nearby mailbox, but it was no longer there either because P.B. Downing, a black man, invented the letter drop mailbox, and William Barry invented the postmarking and canceling machine. Back at home, tired and hungry, Jaye and his mother sat at the kitchen table with their head in their hands. When father finally made it home, he asked, "Why are you two sitting in the dark?" "Why?" "Because Lewis Howard Latimer, a black man, invented the filament within the light bulb. Now you see, now you don't." It only took one day for Jaye to realize what it would be like if there were no black people in the world. Not to mention, if you were ever sick and needed blood, Charles Drew, a black scientist, found a way to preserve and store blood, which led to him starting the world's first blood bank. And what if a family member had to have heart surgery? This would not have been possible without Dr. Daniel Hell Williams, a black doctor, who performed the first open-heart surgery. Wow. Jaye and his mom had a great deal to think about. They both are so thankful for the valuable inventions and ideas that black people have shared with the world.